Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just-gotta-get-out-the-door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So Southern Charm is back. It's on Hayu, and I have missed it so much. I love all the Housewives and all the Below Deck and everything like that, but having that sort of show like a Southern Charm or a Summer House to break it up is good. I think it's amazing to have that. So I've missed it. I love that we're going to see Craig's side of the Paige and Craig breakup. And he is telling, I believe, probably fibs, but I'm not 100% sure, but I think he's having a little bit of a fib. Seeing Madison pregnant, I think that that's nice. Like, she's really honest. She's like, I hate being pregnant. And personally, like, I was not one of those people that really enjoyed being pregnant. I can appreciate the gift of pregnancy, but I didn't love it. So I liked her honesty about it. And because she's got such a big age gap, that would be hard. And then we've got Austin, who is 18 months in with the love of his life, apparently. Audrey, I think her name is.
Yep.
So I didn't think that was going to last, but they're still together at the start of this season. We'll see what happens. And then there's a Corey crossover. So Corey, who we saw on Winterhouse, I believe.
And then Simon Hannes.
Was all he was on top too.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a fuckboy.
Oh, yeah. And I found him really unattractive in this because watching the words come out of his mouth, he is just textbook fuckboy.
But then what's that girl's name who hooked up with Shep? She's funny. She plays the Molly. I love her.
I love her, but I also cringe at her, like with the frozen mice and all the snakes. And then Rodrigo comes over and there's just shit everywhere. And she's like, I'm a minimalist if I have enough room. I thought that was a funny line when she said that. Like, I love her, but at the same time, she's so awkward. I also feel a bit embarrassed for her and I kind of cringe for her a bit.
I like her because she's giving. It's real.
Yeah.
You know, he's not putting up fake pretenses. She's funny. And then she was like, oh, my God, I was after Shep and now this Corey guy's here. And she knows what he's like. She could tell what he's like. And she's like, my therapist won't be happy. I think she's quite real and she's funny. I know what you mean by cringy because you're like, oh, my goodness, she's putting this stuff on TV. But that's what I want.
Yeah.
So, and then we're seeing Craig and Vanita apparently. So at the end of the episode, we haven't seen, but there's apparently going to be, it's stewing, but they're going to have some beef because Vanita has sort of stood up for Paige, I believe, or something.
Yeah.
So It will be an interesting season, but I am looking forward to it.
I loved the first episode. Partway through my notes, I just wrote, I missed this show so much.
Same.
It's like you've come home again. It feels like coming home to me. I think that's how Southern Charm feels, even though it's nothing like our lives, nothing like where we're from. I really have no other notes on this. I think that the Craig stuff is going to get really messy. It does look like things turn between him and the boys. He last season came out saying he was an addict, yet this season he's sort of back drinking. So I think there's a lot of stuff to come. I think it looks great as a show. I'm really glad that we don't have short little man. What's his name? I completely...
JP. JT.
We didn't need... The show didn't need JT, and I'm glad he's gone. Yeah, he's just up and left. He's up and left the country, hasn't he?
He was gone. Oh, listen, I didn't like him, but I didn't mind him on the show. I always thought it was funny how him and Austin used to clash, and then he was like so desperately in love with Taylor that I kind of liked watching it. Like, it was awkward and weird, but I liked watching it. And when last season when he had like the walking stick, remember? He was a character. He was a bit of a character. I can't say I'm going to miss him, but I have this exact same note as you saying, I love this show and I have missed it so much. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what this season brings.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.